into heaven. What a day of rejoicing there will be. I'm so glad to be in the house of the Lord this time today, because God has ordained it one more time. I'm so glad that He has blessed you and strengthened you to be here, kept us through dangers seen and unseen. There's nobody like my God.
Amen.
Amen. This time I'm going to ask you to sing the doxology. Amen. You're able to stand and go into this doxology. Let's sing the doxology, and then I'm going to do a quick intercessory prayer, and then we'll go into the service. Amen. Amen. Praise God.
Shame will come to those who are treacherous without a cause. Show me your ways, Lord. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me. For you are God, my Savior. And my hope is in you all day long. Remember, Lord, your great mercy and love, for they are from the old. Do not remember the sins of my youth and my rebellious ways. According to your love, remember me, for you, Lord, are good. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in his ways. He guides the humble in what is right and teaches them his way. All the ways of the Lord are loving and faithful towards those who keep his demands of his covenant. For the sake of your name, Lord, forgive my iniquity, though it is great. Amen?
Amen.
God's word for the people of God.
Morning, church.
Good morning.
If you're able to remain standing, please do so. If not, it's okay. The Lord still loves you. I'll be reading out of the New Testament, Ephesians 5, verses 1 through 8. I'll be reading out of the NIV. When you have it, say amen.
Amen.
Therefore, as dearly loved children, and walk in the way of love, just as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. But among you, there must not be even a hint of sexual immorality, or of any kind of impurity, or of greed, because these are improper for God's holy people. Nor should there be obscenity, foolish talk or coarse joking, which are out of place, but rather thanksgiving. For of this you can be sure, no immoral, impure, or greedy person, such a person as an idolater, has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Let no one deceive you with empty words. For because of such things, God's wrath comes on those who are disobedient. Therefore, do not be partners with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of the light. As Ephesians 5, verses 1 through 8, the Lord's word is blessed.
Amen. Amen.
Let it all pray. Oh, precious Father, we come this morning, Lord, thanksgiving about our hearts. And we come thanking and praising your name for allowing us, Heavenly Father, to see a brand new day.
Yes.
We thank you, Heavenly Father, for how you took care of us down through this present time.
Yes.
We thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing us to assemble here and give your name the glory and the praise.
Yes.
We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the words that our pastor has spoken to us over the last few months. And encourage us, Heavenly Father, to run on and see what the end is going to be.
Amen.
We continue to pray for our sisters and our brothers. Amen. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you would lead us and guide us to where that you would have us to go.
Yes,
oh, gracious Father, strengthen us when we are weak.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, help us to help our brothers and our sisters in need.
Yes.
Help us, Heavenly Father, that we might be able to stand and be a light to shine and show that mercy and that goodness. Oh, precious Father, we stand this morning as a witness of your blessings, Lord.
Yeah.
Because, Heavenly Father, you blessed us to walk out, Heavenly Father, one more time on our own day.
Yeah.
You blessed us, Heavenly Father, to get up and come to church this morning on our own will.
Yes. Yeah.
We come this morning, Lord Jesus, because thou said to assemble ourselves in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, gracious Father, we just pray this morning, Lord, for those that had a desire to be here.
Yeah.
But somehow they just couldn't. We ask that you would visit their homes, Heavenly Father.
Yeah.
Visit the hospital. Visit the nursing home. Heavenly Father, visit those families that might be going through troubles this morning.
Yeah.
We know, Heavenly Father, that you're already there, but they need to open up their hearts and turn it over to you.
Yeah.
Oh, gracious Father, we come this morning with thanksgiving heart. This morning, realizing that our family circle has been broken.
Yeah.
So many of our friends and brothers and sisters, Heavenly Father, have lost loved ones.
Yeah.
And yet still we stand this morning, Lord, being a witness for you because we know that you're the one that protect us, Heavenly Father, down through the present time. Oh, gracious Father, we pray that our pastor, Lord, will have the strength. Give him the strength, Lord, to stand and be bold and preach that word.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, we know that there's times that he may lay awake in the midnight hour, wondering what he must do for his people. But we know, Heavenly Father, that you are God, that you are in charge, and that you will strengthen him, Lord, to be a leader about this place.
Yeah.
Now let us be members, Heavenly Father, and friends that we be able to do what thus says the word.
Yeah.
Oh, gracious Father, we just continue to pray, Lord, for the lost children in the world. We pray, Heavenly Father, for the ones that think that Heavenly Father violence is the answer to their problems. We pray for our children, Heavenly Father, that's going around shooting one another. We pray, Heavenly Father, that you would just strengthen them, Heavenly Father. And let us know, Heavenly Father, that you are the way, the truth, and the life. Now, gracious Father, as we come, Lord, we come to the end of this prayer. We don't come to the end of giving your name to thank you, Lord. We realize from how far you brought us, Lord. Heavenly Father, had not been for you on our side, we don't know what we would do.
Amen.
Gracious Father, we pray for those, Heavenly Father, that might be struggling whether I should take that coronavirus shot or not.
Yes.
We realize, Heavenly Father, that when it's all said and done, that Heavenly Father, you're the medicine that we need.
Yes.
And Heavenly Father, you also gave us the science and the doctors to tell us what to do.
Yes.
Let us be obedient, Heavenly Father, and do what thou said the word. Love our brother as we love ourselves.
Yeah.
We do this, Heavenly Father, not for ourselves only, but we do it for the ones that surround us.
Yeah.
And Heavenly Father, strengthen us. We know that this is nothing new because we read in Bible days where anytime there was a blessing, there was always hardened hearts, Heavenly Father.
Yeah.
But Heavenly Father, we realize and know that in due time, everything needs to bear and every time we repent. We must give an account, Heavenly Father, for what we stand for.
Yeah.
All these things we pray, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. For his sake. Amen.
Amen.
Is there anyone who still has to bring their offering? So standing in need of prayer. Somebody in your community standing in need of prayer. Somebody's in trouble. Amen. Some marriages are doing well, but some marriages are struggling. We need God to come back with a spirit of reconciliation. Even where we are broken, we need God to heal our hearts. Amen. Where the church is fractured and splintered, we need the Holy Spirit to draw us together in one line. Amen. Where we can be on one accord. Stop talking about things that mean nothing. Amen. Because once you're sick and once you die, all this stuff we're doing, it means nothing. But now God is able to deliver. He said that if you would give, amen, that you would rebuke the devourer from your sin. No sickness would befall your land. No evil would befall your land. And my God is a truth teller. He can do anything but fail. So this morning I trust him, amen. This morning I need him, amen. We might not put in our shoulder to use it, but I know God can stretch it. God can do it when he needs to do it. Because when you look around, there's always somebody in worse shape than you are, amen. But we walk in here today, we got sight in our eyes, amen. We are talking, we got a reasonable portion of health and strength, and we are to thank God for what he's done. Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, God, to look upon the seeds that have been sown. We pray, God, that we have given with a cheerful spirit. We pray, God, that you will receive it, God, that you would have meat in your house and distribute it the way you see fit. Bless and do whatever it is you need to do. God, we trust you today as you bless the offering that we have received in your name. And we lift it up to you, O high God, for all things come of thee, O Lord, and all things that are never thine we have given. We ask you to bless it, sanctify and deliver. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the faithful of God say, amen.
Amen.
It's time for your housekeeping. The covenant told me she was coming back. She's coming back, but she's not going to be the clerk. Amen. She's going to step down. So I'm going to be the clerk. Amen. So I want somebody to be prayerful. Amen. About this. Amen. Amen. All the facts. Amen. careful.
Amen.
Yes, yes. No folk are not winning. And I know they're doing what they want to do. Amen. Hey, you can't stop people doing what they want to do. But we can be smart.
Amen.
Wash your hands, distance, do whatever you need to do to protect each other. Amen. Next week, I want to collect some goods for back to school. Amen. That'll be August 8th, 2021. And what we're going to do is we're going to take what we collect. We're going to link up with our brother, Senator Rogers, who has some other politicians. They're going to be in North Park. Amen. They're going to think about backpacks. Amen. To elementary, middle school, and high school. Amen. And I figure that if we link together, amen, with somebody, we can do greater work. Get it right?
Amen.
So we're going to try to collect next Sunday and then take it. They're going to do it on August the 14th between 2 and 5. That's when they gather. Have children, if you have grandchildren, if you have neighbors, amen, figure out a way to get them down to North Park or off the 14th that they can receive a backpack. And nobody gonna be taking no IDs, no man. Just go down, pick up your backpack, amen, so the children can be blessed. All right?
Amen.
After service, I want to meet with anyone that's on the finance committee and anyone that's on the trustee board. I'll matriculate back here. Would you come back and meet with me, okay? Then on the 13th of August, 2021, I want to have a call church meeting. Amen. I want to talk about the financial health of this church. Amen. I want to talk about, we're going to evaluate different things in the church. From the pulpit to the door. Amen. We're not going to stay out here all night. We're going to evaluate this church and the health of this church until we decide how to work together. Amen. If y'all want to see me shave, amen, those of you don't like my scraggly beard, guess what? Until y'all start working together, you're going to see it, amen. I'm not going to shave it, amen. I'm going to get anointed run down when you get that song, 133, down Aaron's beard, because it said when the anointing oil ran down his beard, there was unity amongst the brethren, amen. I'm not going to stop. I'm not going to let the devil win. You're not going to stop. You're not going to throw each other away. You're not going to fuss. You're not going to fight. We're civil, we're smart, and we're Christians, amen. We're going to come together long enough to rebuke the devil so the Lord can do what the Lord does so our homes can be blessed, amen. Amen. Lord, amen. It's time to let the Lord take control, amen.
Yeah.
I'm done, amen. I think that's enough, amen. This time we're going to have something. How many y'all sing? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. No, we didn't push them, huh? Oh, This card says, "Hey, thank you. Let you know how very much your thoughtfulness meant." That's the day back. Amen. Amen. Also, brother. Amen. We're going to keep the day family in prayer. Amen. This one says, "God used your kindness to remind me of this faithfulness. Thank you." Ephesians 1:16, thanking God for you. He said, "Thanks for all the calls and texts, but especially the beautiful T-shirt during difficult times in my life. Great to know you all here." Cheryl Tarsler, amen. Thank you so much. God bless you. We continue to keep you in prayer. And I have one more announcement. I'm not going to read all of this. Brother Jeff is going to put this on the website, archesgroveucc.com. Don't make it hard. You punch in ARCH. Amen. Pop up. Amen. Take your thing and push the button. Amen. The website pop up. Is that right? And this is from Carolina Nursing. It says, "It's a great honor and respect that I write this letter to you and your congregation on behalf of my research team. My name is Rachel Hershey, PhD and RN. I am a nurse scientist and assistant professor in the School of Nursing at the University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill. Don't get too happy. My work is focused on decreasing cancer disparities in the Black and African American community. My research conducted in collaboration with the Community Advisory Board, comprised of Black and African Americans who have either been diagnosed with cancer or who work with cancer survivors. We are asking for your help. go down to say it's a 60-minute interview on the phone. They're going to give out a $50 amen, over the phone after you do this. And they're doing a Facebook study, amen. So if you are interested in it, I have a letter here. You can pass it on to Mr. Cook. You can get a copy of it for yourself, amen. But let's do this. We know cancer is a whole lot of people. A whole lot of people have to die of cancer, amen. Some of us don't even know we're sick, just may have cancer, amen. So we need to be aware of what's going on, amen. Let's help some people, amen. Amen. Y'all hear it say amen? All right.
Oh, yeah. Take care.
still for us another day. Praise. Let you know what the Lord has said. Amen. Amen. Brother Turner messing up again. I'm just saying it all week. I'm going to go back and look at it like I always do. Go back and hear the choir sing. And Brother Slim, let's give him a hand clap of praise. I tell you what, he started that thing. All y'all but just the way you start that thing off, amen. You start that thing off at the old school choir when you used to come in my heart, amen. I tell you, man, I tell you, God is still good. Father, in the name of Jesus, as we come now, God, for this time of preaching. Preaching, God, that increases faith. Preaching, God, that brings miracles. Preaching, God, that changes minds. Preaching, God, that changes hearts. Preaching, God, where we understand that we are just a vessel, God, but you are the preacher by the power of your Holy Spirit. So I ask you, God, if you would take this frail preacher one more time, take control of my mind to do what it needs to do, to focus on what you want it to focus on. Then, God, take my tongue, amen, and fix it, God, where it would be sharper than any two-edged sword, God, cut it to the soul and the marrow, amen, dividing, God, what's not like you, God, versus what you want to happen. Amen. We ask you now, God, by the power of your preaching, that you will come now, God, and sweep this church. Amen. Put things back in order. We rebuke the devil right now in the name of Jesus. And any spirit that's divisive and anything that's not like you, God, as your children, we stand up against it and we plead the blood of Jesus. Then, God, I ask you to look on my heart because I know that your word never fails. I know that the grass withers and the flower fades, but your word will stand forever. I ask you, God, to consecrate me now to your service by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart has been acceptable in your sight. For truly, O God, you are my strength. Lord, you are my redeemer. In Jesus' name I do pray. Let the faithful of God say, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Acts chapter 3. Begin reading at verse 1. Moving on a little bit now. Acts chapter 3. Verse 1. Amen. 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 Anybody excited about God?
Amen.
All right. From the New International Version this morning. And it reads thusly. One day, Peter and John were going up to the temple at the time of prayer at 3:00 p.m. Now a man who was lame from birth was being carried to the temple gate called Beautiful, where he was put every day to beg from those into the temple court. When he saw Peter and John about to enter, he asked them for money. Peter looked straight at him, as did John. Then Peter said, "Look at us." So the man gave them his attention, expecting to get something from them. Then Peter said, "Silver or gold I do not have, but what I do have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." Taking him by the right hand, he helped him up, and instantly the man's feet and ankles became strong.
Yeah.
He jumped to his feet and began to walk. Then he went with them into the temple courts, walking and jumping and praising God. Amen. I think that's enough, amen, to let you know that God still has power. Amen. I'm going to talk to you from a subject this morning as quickly as I can, but as long as I can till you get it. Healed on the outside of the gate, praising on the inside of the gate. Healed on the outside of the gate, yet praising on the inside of the gate. September 21st, 2020, in the Santor Triathlon in Spain, Diego Montrillo, he was about to cross the finish line. He had been practicing his race for a long time, and he was third, and he was pulling strong. He was about to go over the finish line when he looked out his peripheral vision
And he found out that his competitor, Diego Montrell, amen, was about to, Diego Montrell saw that his nemesis was about to fold. He took a wrong turn. James Teal, as he looked up, realized that Montega was about to cross the line, and he stopped. Amen. Teagle still running. And Montego stopped and waited for him at the finish line. When Teagle got to the finish line, Montego stopped, shook his hand, and let him cross the line first. Amen. And then he crossed the line because he said that man took the wrong turn. Amen. And sometimes in life when we see people take a wrong turn, we don't have enough Christian grace in us not to put our foot on their necks or to talk about them. Amen. But we need to understand that sometimes you got to stop. Amen. At the finish line. Amen. Because if you got God, you going to finish and get the victory anyway. But you got to stop. Amen. And give others the opportunity to catch up and then give them the right hand of fellowship so that they can cross the finish line. Such as discovered in this discourse here in Acts chapter 3, the Bible says Peter and John is going up to the temple at the hour of prayer. Now look at it, said up to the temple. Amen. That's the first thing I want you to understand. Whenever you come to God, whenever you go to God's church, you are not going down. Amen. You are coming up. Amen. Anytime you leave God, no matter what it looks like on the outside, let me tell you, my friend, you are about to go down. Amen. But Peter and John at the hour of prayer. Y'all do know Peter and John, don't you? Amen. Peter and John that walked with Jesus. Amen. Peter and John that was with Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. And it usually was Peter, James, and John. But for whatever reason, here it is Peter and John. Amen. In the second chapter, we know that Peter has preached a great sermon. Amen. And people have repented. Amen. 3,000 souls got saved and the church began to increase. So my question was, why does Peter need John when he got all this strength, amen. But let me tell you that sometimes God needs us to come together, amen, and to work together, because it just can't be one unless it's all of us. Have I got a witness? Luke 4:18, Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, amen. He has anointed me to preach the gospel, amen, to bring those out of captivity, amen, to give sight to the blind, amen, and those who are lame, I'm going to let them walk, amen. That was Jesus' priority when he stood up. But then in Luke 10, y'all remember he got 72 men together, amen, and he sent them out two by two. In other words, in Acts chapter 2, they was in worship. But in Acts chapter 3, we get ready to matriculate unto gold from being in worship to evangelism. Amen. Because you already saved. You can't stay up here clapping and reading and getting the word. You already got the word. We need to go outside and get somebody else excited so they can clap and they can enjoy the Lord and their soul can be saved. I wish I had somebody in here. I don't even really need you this morning. I feel so good. I can just pack my own self on the back as long as God is blessing me. Because I know what I'm saying is true. We got to get better with this thing. Peter and John goes up and the hour of prayer says, you know Peter and John, don't you? Peter and John at the Last Supper, when Peter saw John laying on Jesus' breast, the Bible said John was the one that Jesus loved. Peter got jealous and said, why is this man laying on your breast? And Jesus said to Peter, don't you worry about him, amen. You worry about yourself. That's my next message. Stop worrying about everybody else and get your house in order so God can use you, amen. Peter and John, y'all do know Peter and John, don't you? When Jesus was in the tomb and they went down to see about it. You can't, I love to hear a teacher by Sunday school on this one. When they ran to the tomb together, amen. The Bible said that John outran Peter, because I guess John was a little younger, amen. But he outran Peter to the tomb. But nevertheless, they both got to the tomb, amen. John went in first, Peter came in behind him, and y'all know what they found? They found an empty tomb, amen. Peter and John, I'm talking about Peter and John, here they are going up at the hour of prayer. And it's funny that the Bible says the hour of prayer. That hour of prayer was the ninth hour, amen. That's 3 o'clock in the afternoon, amen. Let me refresh your memory. Jesus on the cross, amen. Into their hands I commend my spirit, amen. I give it to you, Lord, amen. Y'all do know that was the ninth hour, don't you? Y'all do know that the sun stopped shining, don't you? Y'all do know that the earth started to quake, don't you? And Jesus committed his spirit to the Lord at the ninth hour. The ninth hour means something. At the ninth hour, if y'all would go into prayer at 3 p.m. wherever you are, I'm telling you, God will shake your foundation, amen. God will knock some folk away from you. He'll shake some dust out of you. He'll allow you to be able to see where you're trying to go, amen. At the ninth hour, there's power in the ninth hour of prayer. That's why folk want to keep you working at the ninth hour of prayer. Oh my God, let me back. So in the words, here we go. Peter and John goes up in the afternoon. And they said it was a man who was lame that they laid at the beautiful gate. Many gates, amen. But I'm going to work with just the beautiful gate this morning. At the beautiful gate, y'all know why it was so beautiful? It was in Herod's temple before it got destroyed in 70 A.D. The beautiful gate was 75 feet high. There were other gates just like it, amen, but it was wood layered in gold. But the beautiful gate was pure gold. I wish I had some. The beautiful gate was shown up beautiful, amen. But y'all know what happened? You had some people that was bringing this man who was lame from birth. If you don't believe me, go to Acts chapter 4, verse 22. You're going to see the same man again when the Sanhedrin is trying to bring charges against Peter and John. The same man is still praising God, amen. And they realize that it's him, y'all hear me now? But before that, he was at the gate, laying at his feet, laying on the outside of the gate, amen. What I'm trying to say is some of us rush so much to get to church that we run all over top of people before we get here, because we got to get a word from the Lord. We got to hear our song, amen. We got to get some power. Now, when you come to church, you're going to already have some power. You're going to have a song in your heart, amen, a prayer in your chest, amen. You're supposed to be able to walk up to people that you see outside with a bowed down head and say like Peter and John did, look on us. I may not have what you want. I might can give you a couple of dollars, but I can't put you in a room for the night. I wish I had somebody. But such as I have, give out what you need. In the name of Jesus Christ, rise. I ain't going there yet. But you find this man, when Peter saw him, they said they carried him to the beautiful gate. And I want y'all to look at this thing. They took this man every day. He's 40 years old. Nobody has ever brought him inside the temple, inside the church. They just set him outside the church so that he can beg of alms. That looks bad, don't it? Because why they didn't bring him into church? Because they didn't know God. But for those of us who know God, people that did know God, that was going up for the hour of prayer or sacrifice or whatever it was they were doing, they stepped right over top of that man and went on inside to enjoy Jesus. Amen. Now, I'm telling y'all, we do the same thing when you see somebody and you're on your way to Archer's Grove and you see that man standing there at the median, amen, waiting on you to pull up at the light, and you sit there like you don't see him, amen, like you're texting somebody, like you read something, and you go on past him. Well, let me help you. Sometimes you think you're trying to bless them, but sometimes people like that will turn around and bless you, amen. You don't know what God's trying to work out. So here they are, Peter and John, on our way to prayer. You and I, on our way to prayer. Let me work on your way to prayer. On your way to prayer. I don't know what you had to fight in your house on the way to prayer. Amen. Maybe you was like me. You got dressed, amen, took a shower, and had to sit down for a second. Amen. Brush your teeth, amen. Take your medicine after eating a little something, but you still got to sit down for a little while. Amen. Fight your way to the church. Somebody in your house might be crazy. It might be you. Amen. And then you pick up the phone, and somebody gonna tell you something that's negative. Amen. Now you try to fight your way to the house of God that you can get this. See, y'all see the reality of this thing? And what you're fighting, what I'm fighting, is injustice. We know injustice is still out here, and folk trying to act like it's not out here, it is out here. It's out here from the White House to the outhouse, from the pulpit to the door. There's trouble and anguish in the land. We have poverty in the land. I don't know if you noticed it in Belgium, but I've noticed a whole lot of people now sitting outside with their bags, amen, with nowhere to go. And homelessness is picking up. And it's not really on the world. It's on the church, who God told us we're supposed to take care of some people, amen. And this is what I'm trying to tell you. Y'all are trying to take care of them, and I'm trying to take care of them with money, amen. No, no. We got to fix it until they're made whole, until their mind get right, amen, until they can stand up on their own two feet and begin to do something for themselves. And we're fighting injustice, poverty, homelessness, amen. Now they done passed it all away. I guess people can get evicted, amen, for not having the relief, amen. But then you got to look at it on the other hand. People that are landlords, amen, they're not getting paid. They got a house, amen, that somebody is staying in, and they're not getting any rent. See, it's all messed up. It ain't nobody's fault. It's just all messed up. That's why I talked to you for a while. So you got injustice, you're fighting your way to church. Poverty, you're fighting your way to church. Homelessness, you're fighting your way to church. Unemployment, you're fighting your way to church, amen. Folk that are selfish, you're fighting your way past them. Folk that pretend they like you, but you know they don't like you. You gotta fight your way to church, amen. Sick, you gotta fight your way to church. Trouble, you gotta fight your way to church. Misunderstood, you gotta fight your way to church. You gotta fight your way. Peter, John, it's on their way. Man was looking at him. I'm about gone. Man was looking at him. He looked at him and he said, hey, y'all know what he wanted. Amen. Probably rattle his cup. I don't know. Amen. Hey, give me something. Amen. Peter said, y'all know Peter said, don't you? Silver and gold have I none. Peter said, I ain't got no money to give you. He said, but what I got to give you? Here it is. He said, Peter looked straight at him. I told you, Peter didn't put up the intersection and act like he ain't seen. Peter looked straight in his eyes. Y'all hear that? And then the Bible says that not only did Peter look in his eyes, but when he saw Peter and John, he saw them. Amen. People see you coming. And he asked them for money. Peter looked at him. And John looked at him. And Peter said, look at us. Amen. Stop looking at the cup. Stop looking at your lameness, but look at us. Look at what he said to him. He said, so the man gave him his attention. Amen. Can I get somebody's attention? That was Pastor Carl's sermon last week. Can I get somebody's attention? I'm trying to get your attention this morning. That Peter said, silver and gold. I ain't got none of that. I ain't got no money. He said, but what I do have. Y'all hear that? He said, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Y'all hear that? He said, rise up and walk. See, I'm trying to tell you now, you may not have sometimes the physical things to take care of somebody. You may not even have the time to stop and listen to their problem. But you can always tell them about Jesus. Amen. I'm telling you that if you lift up the name of Jesus, Jesus is not just going to Fifth Avenue or Park Avenue. Jesus, it says Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Nazareth was a ghetto, amen. Nazareth was what we call the hood. Nazareth was a place where people were rejected who came from Nazareth because folk had their nose in the air because of Nazareth. But Jesus Christ was born and came through Nazareth. After he left Bethlehem, they lodged in Nazareth. I'm trying to tell you that wherever you are, my God can find you, amen. You can be in a one-room apartment, but my God can find you. You can be in a five-bedroom house, but my God can find you. You can be out on the street, but my God can find you. Strung out on drugs, my God can find you. Amen. Sick in your body, and nobody will come to see about you, but my God knows how to find you. He'll come in the midnight hour if you call him. And you notice that they reach down and pick them up with their right hand. That's what the church does. We give folk the right hand of fellowship. That's the right hand of power. That's the right hand of you are welcome, amen. And that's what we got to start doing. We got to welcome some folk unto the Lord. Tell them about God. Because let me get on to my story. Outside the gate, a miracle happened, amen. Outside the gate. It didn't happen in the church. It happened outside the church. Power was on the outside of the church. Do y'all know why it happened on the outside of the church? Because it wasn't Peter and it wasn't John. Y'all stop looking at preachers like we are God. We don't need no more than you know. We trust the same God you trust. Read the same book you read. Get on our knees like you get on your knees. Amen. But I'm trying to tell you this morning that I know a man from Galilee that's able to fix your situation. Amen. Peter took him by the right hand and said immediately the man got up. How many of us have took somebody by the hand? Because let me tell you what happened when he took him by the hand. The Bible says immediately he got up, he started leaping, he started praising God, and he followed him inside the temple. Y'all hear what I'm saying now? What I'm saying to you is just as simple as this. When they touched him, not only did they give him money, they would have fixed a simple situation for a temporary fix, amen. But when they told him about Jesus, Jesus will heal your body. Jesus will give peace to your mind. Jesus will fix your soul. Jesus will reconcile your family. Jesus will feed you when you don't have food. Jesus will feed you when you don't have a job. Jesus will get you there when you don't have a car. Jesus will make your enemies your footstool. Nobody but. We already saved. On your way to church, if you got to stop and get you a pantyhose, a Powerade drink, if you got to go by and see somebody in the hospital before you get here, bless the cashier, bless the person on the aisle, bless the nurses, amen. Bless the CNAs, amen. Do you know how many people who would come to church, but they at work, they can't get here, they desire to be here, and y'all get here and sit here like a knock on the log? I'm known, amen. When I tell you the man started praising God, I'm going to speak for myself, and you can't speak for yourself. One day, when I was lost, amen, Jesus died on the cross, amen. And I know it was the blood that saved me. I wonder what that man started saying. I wanted to say, oh, how I love Jesus. I wanted to say, that was love that lifted me. I wanted to say, like, Miss Nessie Hubble, amen. Take these shackles off my feet and let me dance. I don't know what he did, but all I know the Bible saying, he was leaping, he was praising God, and he came in the temple. Now, can you imagine that? Because I did that before. Walking in a dry church when I was full of God. Walking in a dry church when everybody was sitting there dignified and testimony service came. And I just couldn't hold my feet. And I started telling them what God had done for me. And they were looking at me like I had lost my mind. But you know what? While I was praising God in the temple, God was taking care of my problems over there. Taking care of my heart over there. Yeah. So you all are already blessed. Y'all already have the Holy Ghost. Y'all already got the Word of God down on the inside of you. So you ought to come in the church, amen, on fire for God, amen. You might have a little bit of fire, and somebody else might have a little bit of fire, and I got a little bit of fire. And we come together, all of us, put our fire together, and let God work the way He needs to work, amen. Will somebody begin to praise God? Will somebody begin to give Him glory? Will somebody say, thank you, Lord, for taking a rest like me? I was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Too many dangers tore the sky. I have already come. Amen. It was my grace that I received my sight. That's it. I'm done. Church is open. Let me tell you why the doors of church is open. Because the beautiful gate ain't nobody but Jesus. See, he working through the Holy Spirit because he said, when he was talking to Peter and John, he said, listen, he said, I know y'all seen me do some great work. You did. You seen me turn water into wine. Jesus saw me turn around and walk on that water. You seen me feed a multitude of people with a little bit of fish and a little bit of bread. You seen that. You seen me die. You seen me resurrect. You saw all of that. But the Lord said to them, don't worry about it. He said, because greater works shall you do because of my spirit that's going to be on the inside of you. I said, brother, I'm trying to tell you this morning, we ought to do greater works because of what God has done on the inside of you. Do you know you have power to lay hands on the sick? There's some who dispute that now. They said all the miracles ended in the book of Acts. I'm not going to dispute it. Hebrews 13. Jesus Christ is saved yesterday, today, and forevermore. If he did it back then, he'll do it right now. He's no respecter of person. If he do it for you, he'll do it for me. There's somebody who needs prayer. No, you can't come like that, but you can't stand if you need prayer. Won't you stand? Anybody wants to link up and join the church? Amen. Turn out from the ways of the world. Come to Jesus and get baptized. Grab out there, preach it better than you sing. End of your sins. Be baptized. So from now on out, aren't you grow? Let folk know what the Lord did for you. Let them know what part of Zion you come from. Let them know you got power residing on the inside of you. Don't let the devil run your house. Don't let the devil run your children. Don't let the devil run your body. Don't let the devil run your mind. Run the devil out of town. The blood of Jesus. Father, as we come now to lift up our souls, to lift up our minds, to give ourselves away, oh God, that you can use us. Lord, I ask you that you would give us the understanding that if we've already been saved, we've already been to the water, we've already been baptized, we've already been converted, we've already been filled. God, give us the ability to leave this church to be the salt of this earth and the light of this world. Give us power, God, that we can go in and talk to somebody. Not that they can get healed for a temporary, but they can be made whole in their mind, in their bodies, and in their souls. God, we come now to pour ourselves out that you can fill us again with your power of your Holy Spirit. I pray, God, that what we've said and what we've done has been acceptable in your sight, oh God. I pray now, God, for the youth of this church, the youth all around. I pray, God, that you would bring them back to the house of Zion, God. Don't let the devil have our children. Amen. Then, God, reconcile us back one to another so that we can be the people of God and that you can be our God. My prayer for you, Archer's Road, is this, and always have been and always will be. Amen. May the love of God the Father, the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit will rest, rule, and abide henceforth, now and forevermore. Let the faithful of God say amen, 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 amen. Amen. So that ought to be some miracles happening outside. Amen.